Praised be Jesus and Mary. As we commemorate today St. Jane Frances de Chantal, a religious, spiritual daughter, directee of St. Francis de Sales and foundress of the Order of the Visitation, let us just look at the collect of the Mass today, at the opening prayer of the Mass, because it teaches us an important lesson in the spiritual life. We prayed, O God, who made St. Jane Frances de Chantal radiant with outstanding merits in different walks of life, grant us through her intercession that walking faithfully in our vocation, we may constantly be examples of shining light. What were these different walks of life, different states of life to which St. Jane Frances de Chantal was called? Well, God, who wants us all holy, wants us all to be saints, called her from what was less perfect to what was more perfect, from the married state to the state of the religious life. She, who had been married, had 6 children. Once her husband died, once her children were all grown up, was called by God to the religious life, from the state of the married life to the religious life, and not vice versa. Because God always, in the path that he makes us walk towards perfection and in the path that he leads us, makes us go from what is less perfect to what is more perfect, and not the other way around. It would require a whole nother homily to illustrate the dogma, and it is a dogma of the Catholic faith that the religious life is more perfect than any other state of life, than the lay state, than the married state of life. Not that, well, unfortunately, it might be true that individual religious might not be more holy than married people. Nonetheless, the religious state of life is more perfect because it is more like the state of life that our Lord led. It is more like the virginal state of Our Lady's life. It is more like the state of life we will lead one day in heaven, where we neither marry nor are given in marriage. So today, on this feast, on this memorial of St. Jane Frances de Chantal, we have to remember that if we want to achieve sanctity, if we want to achieve Christian perfection, then there is no turning back. There is no turning back. And then we could also say that on the graph, if we could plot a graph of religious, of spiritual progress, there are no plateaus either. God leads us always, if we're faithful to his grace, God leads us always from what is less perfect to what is more perfect, and our wills have to collaborate, going from what is less intense to more intense, less heroic to what is more heroic. And if we want to be faithful to our vocation, whatever it might be, we have to learn today from St. Jane Frances de Chantal that we always have to progress, going from what is simply good to what is better, and from what is better to what is best. Praised be Jesus and Mary.